This is Fresh Air. Jazz pianist and composer Paul Bley recorded his first session in 1953 with bass player Charles Mingus as a sideman. 5 years later, Bley worked in Los Angeles with saxophonist Ornette Coleman. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Bley is still going strong, but a new reissue of a 1964 session is among his best records.
Years ago, Paul Bley was the first pianist to come to terms with Ornette Coleman's new approach to improvising. Coleman had rejected the idea of playing solos over a recurring series of chords, the very chords jazz pianists were usually expected to spell out, which is why Coleman has almost never worked with a piano player. But by the early 60s, Paul Bley had devised a lean and linear style more melodically than harmonically oriented. Like Coleman, he'd let an improvisation on a theme grow organically, without worrying about how many bars long it was or what key it was in. His music breathes. In the early 60s, when pianists McCoy Tyner and Cecil Taylor set the style with huge, imposing sounds, Bley went against the grain. Listen to him on a 1964 quartet performance of Carla Bley's tune, Calls. Calls comes from one of Bley's finest sessions by a band captured in the studio exactly once. The music they'd recorded for Savoy in 1964 went unreleased for 11 years until Bley issued most of it on Turning Point, an LP on his own improvising artist label, which made him one of the few musicians ever to bootleg his own record. The complete 1964 session can now be heard on a Savoy jazz album, Turns. Bassist Gary Peacock and drummer Paul Motion were at the time Bley's regular rhythm team, and like him, were busily redefining their functions. In those days of musical and social revolution, rhythm players were temporarily liberated from the chore of keeping time for the rest of the group. Peacock and Motion didn't so much mark off the beat as they did circle around it. On this date, as usual, Bley played tunes by his then-wife, Carla Bley, who at this early stage in her composing career indulged in what we might call comic minimalism. Here's a Haywire Waltz she wrote, Turns. If Peacock and Motion were used to the Bley's thorny music, tenor saxophonist John Gilmore was not. Since the mid-50s, he's been closely associated with the visionary big band leader Sun Ra, from whom he was then on leave. Used to the busier setting of Ra's orchestra, Gilmore sounds disoriented in a positive way. His hesitant quality complements Paul Bley's reticence. But he also adds a note of urgency and earthy contrast. In Gilmour's solo on Turns, you can hear the incantatory quality John Coltrane admired in his work. This coalition was a fragile one, and it soon spun apart. John Gilmour returned to Sun Ra's employ, where he remains. Gary Peacock and Paul Motion moved on to other rhythm sections. Paul and Carla Bley split up, Carla going on to record a few splendid albums of her own, although lately she's been in a slump. Paul Bley continues to follow his own course, playing piano in the same aerated style that made him the avant-garde's odd man out 24 years ago.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed a reissue of a 1964 Paul Bley session on the Savoy label. The album is called Turns. This is Fresh Air.